Hi, I'm Tricia. I live in a small country town in Queensland, Australia. Back in July of 2006, I was knocking on heaven's door when I was diagnosed and hospitalised with metastasised estrogen-receptive breast cancer and given no chance of survival by mainstream doctors. I had a huge mass in one breast. The other breast also had abnormal cells. Metastases went to my bones. It was in my skull, shoulders, ribs, pelvis, hips, legs, and my spine. And my bones weren't just spotted with cancer, they were black with it. My spine had deteriorated badly. I had a broken back. I couldn't walk. I couldn't keep anything down, not even a sip of water. It was extremely tiring to speak. My concentration span was very short, and my pain was excruciating. The doctors were amazed that I hadn't severed my spinal cord. No cancer was ever removed from me. I had titanium rods screwed into both my hips and upper legs down to my knees so that those bones wouldn't break. On my second day in hospital, the medical oncologist came into my room to discuss a palliative treatment plan with me. I insisted on doing an alternate treatment, which I had started taking that day. My treatment choice was prednisone. I'm grateful to this day that my oncologist wrote it up on my hospital chart, so as nursing staff had to give it to me as I was unable to do this for myself at that time. Prednisone was the first treatment I used for my cancer, and it was my main treatment. I was in hospital for 2 months and then sent home in a wheelchair to palliative care. From the beginning of my ordeal, I went from a bed lying flat on my back for months unable to roll, to a wheelchair, to walking frames, to a cane until I was finally able to give that cane a flick. It was recommended that I do some radiation treatment, so I allowed 5 doses of radiation to my spine to try and stop it from crumbling any further. Because of the cancer damage to my bones, I am now much shorter than I once was. I also chose to do 4 doses of chemo. That was in 2006. I hoped this way my body would cope a little better. I thought by doing the chemo, it would buy me some time for prednisone to get on top of things. Although the chemo produced a small reduction in tumour size, there was still a large mass there. I took tamoxifen for about 5 months and then stopped. I felt really uncomfortable taking it as I was concerned it would compromise prednisone's effectiveness. I also refused hormone injections and further radiation treatment. I used supplements that were compatible with prednisone. I discarded all toxic products from my home and my diet. I meditated. I cleared my mind of stress. I took one day at a time. I just kept on taking prednisone every 4 hours around the clock. And gradually my pain became less, so I was able to back off the pain medication until eventually I didn't need any pain meds at all. It took me about a year to become pain-free and have my quality of life and independence back. If you looked at me today, I look no different than any other healthy person you'd pass in the street. Because I chose not to go with all the medical recommendations, I was told I would definitely have progression of disease to my major organs. To date, scans of my major organs are clear, my bloods are almost perfect, and nothing can be detected in the breast. And I've been told that whatever I'm doing is working and to keep doing it. One oncology doctor told me that in over 30 years of working in oncology, he has never seen anything like this before and was very interested in what I was doing. I would not be where I am today without prednisone, and it is another option for others if they choose. I stay focused, positive and determined, and that goal of mine to be able to say I'm cancer-free is definitely closer. So I say never, ever, ever give up. There is always hope and anything's possible.